I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Infants and young children under the age of 2 are at increased risk of complications from the flu. Dr. Elizabeth Mack is here to talk about protecting young children from influenza and its complications. Dr. Mack is the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, why are infants and young children especially vulnerable to complications and even hospitalization from influenza?
There are a couple reasons for that. One is that infants and young children have smaller airways. And so, you know, that's not surprising, but when there's mucus and inflammation that builds up in the airways, it's harder for them to clear their airways and harder for them to breathe. And then the other reason is that infants have to breathe through their nose. And so if their nose is clogged up, then it will actually cause them trouble breathing.
And this is a time when we are seeing an increase in the number of children in South Carolina with the flu.
We are at very high levels of flu transmission and infection right now in this state, and this has been going on for some weeks now.
Tell us the typical symptoms of the flu in children and especially young children and infants.
You know, it can be mild. It can be anything from fever, cough, congestion, which is what many of us as adults experience. It's often going to be significantly milder if we're vaccinated, but we can have the whole body aches, headache, we can have nausea, vomiting, that sort of thing. In young children, they tend to have more trouble breathing.
And Dr. Mack, can you help us figure out when is it time to call your child's pediatrician if you think they have the flu and you're concerned about symptoms?
Absolutely. So if there's any concern about how they're breathing, that's something that needs to be addressed sooner than later and may even prompt a call to 911. Otherwise, certainly if they, you know, are having trouble eating or drinking, depending on their age, and not able to be hydrated, that's another significant reason for concern and evaluation, and you might call their pediatrician in that case.
Tell us about the flu vaccine recommendations for children 6 months of age and older and why this is important.
In short, I would say that the flu vaccine is incredibly important, especially this year. Its job is to prevent hospitalization and death, and it does a very good job of that. And it is recommended for all humans 6 months of age and older.
What can we do to protect infants under 6 months of age who are too young to get vaccinated while the flu and other viruses are circulating in our communities?
Essentially, we're trying to build a cocoon around our infants and young children. And the first and easiest way to do that is to vaccinate all humans in the household 6 months and up against COVID and against flu, and really to pursue the booster for COVID for the older children and the adults. In addition, avoiding contact with sick people, avoiding contact with lots of people is really safest for our young children. These viruses are circulating like wildfire right now, and it's really important to build a cocoon around these young ones so that we can keep them safe and healthy and happy.
Dr. Mack, thanks for this update about protecting infants and young children from the flu.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.